Please be seated. I can't begin to tell you how many people said to me last Sunday as you were leaving church, "Well, what are we going to do next?" Those comments were made after our really beautiful service that commemorated the first anniversary of Michael on that Thursday. And then our also beautiful service last Sunday featuring the Anderson High School Marching Band. "What are we going to do next?" was the question. And I just didn't have the heart to tell you that, well, next comes stewardship. So here's the deal. On October 7th of last year, I preached that all-important stewardship sermon that I'm sure you all remember. On October 7th, Michael wasn't even a named storm that day. And as I told you then, I hate this time of year. I hate stewardship season. I hate having to stand up here and beg to keep the lights on, pay the salaries, including my own, and trying to maintain and grow the programs and ministries that take place here. It is a unique and awkward part of being a priest. And then, last year, that Wednesday, our world changed. We didn't have a stewardship campaign last year, nor should we have. Instead, with all the unknowns in our world, the vestry elected just to keep the budget as it was the year before and hope for the best. And guess what? We're going to make that budget this year, or at least come close to it. And that's because of so many of you who remain faithful to what takes place here. It's because a lot of you did more than you normally do when it comes to giving. And what I believe is a true recognition that what takes place here matters. And it really does matter. From being a relief center and daily feeding anyone who needed a meal for weeks after the storm, to housing a school in the hallways, to working without offices still, to not missing a week of feeding children who were in need, to providing Christmas to more people than we ever have, to not missing a single event, ministry, or program of this church over the past year, become a beacon of resilience and what it means to love your neighbor. Let's do it again. This coming year will be the most important year in the history of this parish, and that is not hyperbole. Who we choose to be at a time when people are weary, frightened, and anxious about the unknown will determine who we are for a generation. Let's not go backwards because of before. Do it this year. Every bit matters. If you could do 5%, and maybe that can help make up for so many who we've lost due to relocations. And if you can't, then find it. Please find a way to express your gratitude for this place and what happens here. Provide a Wednesday night meal. Bring in food for the Backpacks Ministry or the food bank. Help us with landscaping or property improvements. Bring a new family to the parish. Because while money is important, stewardship is about a lot more than just dollars. And while a lot already happens in this place, there is absolutely nothing we can't do. There's absolutely nothing we can't do. It's merely a matter of resources, people, and money. And I can theologize it from now until Jesus returns. But the bottom line remains the same. You're going to get a pledge card in the mail this week, and that will be the extent of our stewardship program for this year. We are not going to send out multiple mailings reminding you to fill out that card that you put on the kitchen counter and haven't remembered to fill out yet. Better yet, just save us some time and money and fill the one out that you'll find in your bulletin. Fold it up and put it in the collection plate and be done. But think about it before you fill it out, because it is a true and sacred commitment by so many of you to the kingdom of God that is as palpable in this place as anywhere I've ever been in my life, and is needed now perhaps more than ever. Because whether you recognize it or not, the kingdom of God is here. It is right here. It is among us right now in this blessed place. Won't you be a part? Because why would we ever want to settle for just being a church? And in the immortal words of Forrest Gump, that is all I have to say about that. God love you. Amen.